Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, the day after the midterm elections. We're going to take a look at who the winners and losers are. We're going to take a look at the issues before us, how things are going to change in Washington. And we're also going to take a look at the fraud that is in the election and our preoccupation with Washington. Every problem has to be solved by government, doesn't it? And that is the solution for conservatives as well as the socialist, big government-loving left. Even conservatives want everything solved in Washington. I understand we want to win this election because we want to block a lot of what the left is doing. But I don't think that even that needs to be done in Washington necessarily. I think it's going to be more effective for us to block what Washington is doing at the state level. We had a couple of issues yesterday, things that were voted on. And, of course, we had four more states voting on marijuana. In all but one state, they approved the measures, some of them recreational marijuana, some of them medical marijuana only. But, folks, that is an issue that is beyond whether you agree with marijuana or you want marijuana or what. It's beyond that. It shows that we can nullify government's overreach. The federal government has unconstitutionally enacted a UN agenda to prohibit all drugs. And it's kind of interesting as we look at this trial of El Chapo, and they're locking down New York like they've got a trial going of Osama bin Laden or something. They've shut down Brooklyn Bridge. They've got this tremendous security there. How did this guy get so much power? The war on drugs. The war on drugs. That's all that it has produced. It hasn't stopped drug use. It hasn't stopped drug addiction. As a matter of fact, opioids are running rampant. And they've just approved a more potent form of it, far more potent than fentanyl. That's your federal government at work. So on the one hand, they will enact this unconstitutional drug program. You know, it took an 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol. Why is that? Because the government has no authority under the Constitution. If we're going to pretend the Constitution matters, then let's pretend that they don't have any authority. That's the reality. We don't even have to pretend that. They don't have any authority. And that the 18th Amendment testifies to that. The 10th Amendment testifies to that. And yet we have created these drug gangs that are far more powerful than Al Capone, who came to power during the brief alcohol prohibition. El Chapo is one example of it. And then the other example of how this country is still suffering from addiction is how the federal government, because profits are in sight for big pharmaceutical companies, will continue to approve very harmful opioids as they wring their hands. And even some candidates say, well, you know, we've got to prohibit marijuana because we've got these opioids out there. So the important thing is, I think when we look at these elections, we put so much emphasis on Washington. Again, even if you are a small government libertarian or conservative, and you want to stop this intrusion into your life in every aspect, maybe the best way to do that is at the state and local level rather than being so preoccupied with the federal elections. But it is part of a global movement to push back against this world government, this Soros agenda that many have. And of course, it's an EU agenda as well as a Soros agenda. But to open up the borders everywhere, to take down the only countries that can oppose a global government. And so that's the big overriding issue here. We're going to take a look at who the winners and losers are. I don't think Trump really did very badly here, quite frankly, and I'll tell you why when we come back. We're going to compare the results of yesterday to midterm elections in the last three presidents. What happened to the previous three presidents? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, the day after the midterm elections. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday. We're going to take a look at the winners and losers. We're going to take a look at the issues. We're going to take a look at the fraud. We're going to look at the celebrities who've been pushing Big Brother. They are now crying about these elections for the most part. They didn't have too much to write home about. They did get control of the House, but Republicans kept the Senate. And let's take a look at how this compares to previous midterm elections. Because it is pretty much a given that after a president is elected, the very next election, 2 years later, there is usually a big move away from his party. And that has been the case. As a matter of fact, President Trump tweeted out today, Ben Stein's factoid, that only five times in the last 105 years has a president's party gained seats in the Senate in the midterm elections. And one of those was yesterday. So it was not a blue wave. As a matter of fact, it was the best result in the last, one of the five best results in the last 105 years. And so let's go back and take a look at what happened in the last few midterm elections. Let's go back to Clinton. Clinton was elected in 1992. 1994. You had the big sweep. You had the contract with America that put Newt Gingrich in as Speaker of the House. You had the Democrat Speaker even lose his seat, Tom Foley. You had the House Ways and Means Committee head, Dan Rostenkowski, also lost his seat. So you had guys who were at the top of the Democrat Party got voted out. That didn't happen yesterday in the House races. And then you had two incumbent Democrat senators defeated in those 1994 midterm elections, 2 years after Bill Clinton was elected. So the net result was in the House, you had the GOP picking up 54 seats. Now, yesterday, the Democrats picked up 34 seats. But in Clinton's midterm election, the GOP, the other party, picked up 54 seats. In the Senate, during Bill Clinton, they had the GOP picked up 9 seats, whereas yesterday, President Trump, again, one of only five elections where the sitting president's party in the midterm elections, only one of five in the last 105 years where the Senate picked up seats, the GOP picked up 3 seats. So in Clinton's midterm elections, the opposite party picked up 9 seats. In Trump's midterm, the president's party picked up 3, didn't lose any gain. How about Bush in 2002? Of course, Bush is elected in 2000. In 2001, you have 9/11. And that really played into that election. As a matter of fact, the 2002 election was one of only two elections where the incumbent president's party picked up seats in both the House and the Senate. But that was because of 9/11. That was in the heart of that, the middle of war. You had the GOP gaining 8 seats in the House and 2 seats in the Senate. And it's kind of interesting, I think, that yesterday you had President Trump pick up more seats in the Senate than George W. Bush picked up in the wake of that 9/11 issue in 2002. How about Obama in 2010? Remember, Obama was elected 2008, 2010, the first election after he becomes president. Not too good for Obama. The GOP picked up 6 seats in the House. It remained under Democrat control, however. In the Senate, the GOP picked up several seats in the Senate. However, it changed hands in the changed hands from Democrat to GOP in the Obama election. The real issue in the 2010 election was what happened in the various states. And we haven't had enough time to put together the data of what happened in state elections yesterday. And again, as I said before at the top of the hour, I think the best way to check the overreach of Washington and the Washington bureaucracy, because that's really where the power lies, not even so much in the House anymore. And until we get congressmen and senators like Rand Paul who say the problem is that we have to rein in the bureaucracy. Rand Paul and a couple of people in the House have repeatedly offered a bill that would pull back the authority that has been handed over to the bureaucracy, the permanent establishment there in Washington, the swamp, if you will. And unless they start to take back lawmaking from the bureaucracy, from the regulatory agencies, we are going to continue to suffer in terms of the intrusion into our lives. It's very, very important to understand that when the bureaucracy creates a regulation, that you have essentially taxation without representation, and you have regulation without representation. And they pretend to make matters worse. Even though they don't have to go through all the process, they can just, these bureaucrats can just arbitrarily put out edicts to control your life. And they maintain that these are not laws because they're not passed by Congress. They're just regulations. And so you don't have any protection or due process against these regulations like you would if it was a law that was passed by your elected representatives. So not only do you have no say-so in who these people are, they remain there no matter who wins the election. These people remain. The laws, actually the regulations that they pass, are not checked. You have no presumption of innocence. You have no due process. You have no prohibition against excessive fines. You've got the FAA that can come in and say, well, we're going to fine people $25,000 if they don't get our permission and registration for their little toy drone. Remember when that happened a couple of years ago? People complained about that, and the Congress complained about it and made them look like heroes because they come in like shining knights on a horse and say, you got to stop that. We're going to rein these guys in. No, they need to do their job. They need to be the ones who are passing the laws. And this is how we get civil asset forfeiture, how we get the IRS that can take your property, seize your property without finding you guilty. They just say, you prove that you're innocent. I say that you owe this much, and we're just going to take your property. And now that's being done by all these different bureaucracies. So you have no protection, presumption of innocence or due process or protection against excessive fines because it's done by the bureaucracy. And so it's very important for us to move things at the state level. And that's what happened in the midterms of Obama. It wasn't so much the change in the small pickup in the House, which didn't change it from Democrat control, but the pickup that changed it in the Senate to GOP control. But the real issue was that 6 states in the 2010 election, in a pushback against Obama, 6 states had both their House and Senate, both chambers, switch from Democrat to Republican. And North Carolina was one of those. I remember when that happened. The first time since the 1860s. That the Republicans had been in control of the state houses, state house and state senate. You also had another 5 states where the GOP picked up the other chamber so that they then controlled both chambers. And, of course, after Obama, we have seen more than 1,000 races. That was the figure a couple of years ago. It's way more than that. More than 1,000 seats lost by the Democrats who are pushing Obama's agenda. You know, he had North Carolina had actually voted for Obama in 2008. And then in 2010, everything except for the congressional races went Republican. Everything. All the statewide races, all the House and the Senate went Republican. The only thing that didn't change were the congressional races, and that was because of gerrymandering. If you pick the voters, you've picked the outcome. And so there's now been a fight there over that. So when you look at this historically, again, going back to Clinton, it was a major wipeout for Clinton in 1994. Bush, it was a gain because of 2001. Obama, it was a slight gain in the House, control changed in the Senate, but major losses in state houses. Now with President Trump, you had loss of the House, not nearly as big as Clinton's loss in 1994, but a big pickup in the GOP, even bigger than Bush's pickup after 9/11. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more details as to who won what.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
talking about an overview in terms of how did the president do. Of course, this is very much about President Trump, and he campaigned heavily and actively. We typically don't see presidents campaigning that much. He had to because they were campaigning heavily against him. And as we will see when we look at whether the election was hacked, understand there's a couple of different ways you can hack the election. All this talk about, oh, the election was hacked in 2016. What was that about? They kept telling everybody, oh, no, we're not suggesting that any votes were changed. None whatsoever. You can completely trust the voting machines and our system. It is totally honest, and the Russians weren't able to change a single vote. They emphasized that. No, no, the hacking, they said. The hacking was by putting information out that dominated the campaign. Now, they're not even saying that the information was false about Hillary Clinton. No, no, no. If you see that information about what Hillary Clinton did to rig the primaries in the Democrat Party, oh, you're not allowed to see that. Don't see that. We're not going to discuss what she actually did. We're going to talk about how you found out about that. And then, of course, we're supposed to also believe that 100,000 ads placed on Facebook, and again, they had to bring the Facebook executives before Capitol Hill testimony three different times before they finally admitted and said, okay, all right, we'll tell you. 100,000, how's that? Are you satisfied now? You know, first two times they said no, there wasn't any issue there. They didn't do anything. And finally, on the third time, it's like, all right, let's tell them 100,000 will change. Well, guess what? If you own Facebook and you are shutting down political campaign ads from people running for Congress, if you're shutting down political campaign ads from the president, blocking them, and then promoting other ads, and we've seen now that George Soros's group, MoveOn, is bragging about the fact that they were the leading spender on Facebook in the last week. Said, we figured out how to do this. And we've identified ways that we can use Facebook's analytics to identify voters and target them and tell them exactly what they want to hear and motivate them to go out. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, didn't we hear this from Obama's campaign manager for digital media bragging about how they had used Facebook's analytics? And then when people found out that Cambridge Analytica did it for Trump, they were livid. We have to censor that. We have to stop that. So there's a lot of different ways that you can hack the election. When they said that the election was hacked simply because information was dominated by one side, and again, that's absolute nonsense. If Facebook and Twitter and the other social media are owned by people who are pushing back against this agenda, you don't think that that is more effective than a tiny, tiny fraction of 1% of all the ads that were out there that changed the election when the people who own the platform are pushing an agenda? You don't think that is hacking the election? So, yes, the election was hacked. Our First Amendment was hacked. Our free speech was hacked. The free press was hacked. And the messages were hacked. And, yes, they changed votes, too. You can't trust these electronic voting machines. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's look at the big picture. Again, as I was saying, when you look at midterms, they always evaluate this. Let's go back, you know, Clinton, George W., and Obama, and Trump. We take a look at those. The outlier, of course, was George W. Bush. That was really a 9/11 election. It took place 1 year after 9/11. Wars are still going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. Of course, they still are now, 17 years later. But, I mean, it was a new issue at that point in time. So George W. Bush was one of only two presidents where his party gained in the midterm election in both the House and the Senate. One of only two. Now, President Trump did not do bad because President Trump is one of, if you take out that outlier election of 2002, then President Trump picked up seats in the Senate, and he was one of only four sitting presidents where his party picked up seats in the Senate. And he picked up more seats in the Senate than George W. Bush picked up in the 9/11 election. How about that? That's not bad when you look at it from that perspective. And, of course, the number of seats that he lost were very small compared to the number of seats that Bill Clinton lost. But let's also take a look at the map. I think this is also interesting. When I look at this geographically, I'm looking at urban or coastal areas or border areas that are blue. And when you zoom in on that map and you see the crosshatched areas of places that changed, seats that flipped from red to blue, they're basically in contiguous blue areas. In other words, they're adjacent to urban areas, with the exception of one district in Oklahoma, for example. Most of them, and one or two in Tennessee or Missouri. But most of them that flipped are in areas that were contiguously Democrat. Anyway, that means that they're close to the Mexican border. They're on the coast in terms of the Northeast or the West Coast in California. So basically, that's not unusual to see that type of thing happening in a midterm election, especially. So that's another interesting perspective from an overview. Now, President Trump campaigned heavily. One of the people that he campaigned heavily for was Dean Heller in Nevada, a Republican in name only. This is a guy who, even though President Trump campaigned for him in Nevada, Dean Heller, who was running for Senate there in Nevada, he had criticized the whole idea of having a border wall. He had openly supported funding for Planned Parenthood. This is a Republican. He had heavily criticized President Trump for pardoning Joe Arpaio, who was politically targeted. We all understand what was going on with that. So there were a lot of conservatives who didn't like Dean Heller. And even President Trump couldn't help him in that blue state because he had pretty soft support even with the Republican bases. It's kind of interesting, too, that Gary Johnson did hopefully what will be his swan song in politics. Gary Johnson, the former Libertarian presidential nominee, ran for Senate as a Libertarian in Nevada. He didn't even, the number of votes that he got was not even the difference in the margin of victory for the Democrat. His big issue, which was legalization of marijuana, had been endorsed by the Democrat candidate. So they basically took that away from him. The problem with Gary Johnson is that, again, saying that you look at the issues that he had, Gary Johnson and people of his ilk who have taken over the Libertarian Party have basically moved it in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, they're really taking votes away from the Democrats. They have become Democrats. Gary Johnson was out there saying, you shouldn't, if you are a small baker, you should not be able to choose to not bake a custom cake for somebody that conflicts with your religious beliefs. And he presented it when he was debating in the Libertarian presidential debates of 2 years ago. He presented it as a case of, well, we don't want somebody with a monopoly like a power company coming in and saying, well, I don't like you because you're Muslim, so I'm not going to give you power. Well, that was never on the table. But Gary Johnson had absolutely nothing to say about the monopoly and the control and the ownership of the public square by these social media companies who are using it to censor people. Because it's a corporation, they can do no wrong, right? This is where the Libertarian Party has lost it. On that, on the borders, on trade, they really don't get the picture anymore, and they stand with the left. All right, we're going to have detailed results when we come back. We're going to tell you which race is won, which one's lost. We'll be right back.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life.
Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the winners and losers specifically. But before we do, real quickly, I want to take a look at CNN's take on this. CNN's Van Jones was heartbroken yesterday. And he had this to say. Let's play the clip of video clip one.
Well, first of all, there are still people standing in line in Georgia. There's still people standing in line in Florida. People, this is not over. People need to stay out there and continue the fight. This is heartbreaking, though. It's heartbreaking. The hope has been that the antibodies would kick in, that this sort of infestation of hatred and division would draw a response from the American people, really embolden parties to say no and no more. That does not seem to be happening tonight. It's not a blue wave, but it's still a blue war. We've got to continue the fight forward. But I think that sense of helplessness that has really fueled a lot of this outrage and outpouring from Democrats may still be there tomorrow, even if we have the House. Governor?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're not going to give up. It's going to be a blue war. And again, I hate this blue-red stuff. Just call yourself red. You're communists. Own it. But they don't. They hide behind identity politics. They change the color even of their flag. You guys have always flown the red flag for communism and socialists, but now you call yourself blue. And, of course, that was a strategy perpetuated on us, a fraud perpetuated on us by the mainstream media. But he is not too happy about the results. And if he gets the results that he hates, then it's because you are hateful. You voters, you didn't vote for the people he loves, so you must be a hater. So the big losers in this, I think, the big losers are going to be the mainstream media, the big liars in all this as well. Now, we've got fake Jake Tapper admitting, along with Wolf Blitzer, that it is not a blue wave, as you just heard Van Jones. Yeah, it's not a blue wave. It's going to be a blue war, though. We're going to keep coming. We're going to talk about that when we get to the aftermath of the election, the issues coming up. But this is what Wolf Blitzer and fake Jake Tapper had to say.
Same as a result of this, 21 Republican seats and not lose any of their own. Jake, let's talk a little bit about this. 21 seats, they still have to pick up, the Democrats.
It is entirely possible that the Democrats will regain control of the House today. But I have to say, when you look at what's going on here tonight, this is not a blue wave. This is not a wave that is knocking out all sorts of Republican incumbents. We saw, you just called the Kentucky 6th District. Now, there are all sorts of ways that Democrats can regain the House without Amy McGrath having defeated incumbent Congressman Andy Barr. But the fact is, she did not. And if she had, that would have really been an indication of a big, powerful blue wave. The fact that she did not, and it is a district that he won 2 years ago, Congressman Barr, by more than 20 points. But this was a target. Democrats did hope to win Kentucky 6. And you look at the competitive races going on in Florida, where Republicans right now have the edge. You look at what's going on in the Indiana Senate race right now. It does look as though Republicans have been able to build something of a wall in certain parts of the country, especially in these states that President Trump won. That said, Democrats still have a decent chance of winning back the House. They still have a number of seats that are very competitive, where Democrats are in the lead, and that could still happen.
All right, so they're saying it's not a blue wave, and they're looking at various places where you had Republicans pick up some seats, even though the net gain was to the Democrats, a net gain of 34 in the House. Now, they might have lost credibility with people in this election, but they made a lot of money out of this election. We had a record $5.2 billion spent. So I guess really, you know, one of the big winners of this was the bank accounts of the big media pushing all of this. $5.2 billion spent on this election, spent mostly on TV ads, cable news, and so forth. And the Democrats outspent the GOP by $330 million. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. And the key issue about this is that they focused, this differential was focused primarily in the House races. There was a rough parity between Democrats and Republicans in terms of what was spent on Senate races. But when you get to the House races, Democrat spending was $951 million versus $637 million for Republican contenders. So in other words, in the House races, the Democrats were able to outspend the Republicans by 50%. Now, the only way that you can overcome that kind of differential in an election is if you have the kinds of circumstances that we saw in 2016, where you have a free and independent press and you have social media. And I think this is the big difference. The reason that President Trump picked up seats in the Senate, of course, is because of the Kavanaugh hearing. The Democrats jumped the shark with their identity politics, their Me Too accusations, trumping it up to a rape charge. We all saw the fraud of that. And you didn't need to have a discussion of what the issues were on social media, on independent media. We could all see what was happening with that. And that really changed things in the Senate. So I think one of the biggest winners of all this is Brett Kavanaugh. I'm sure that he feels very justified in this. I think he has a lot to do. He paid dearly for that pickup, that net gain of three seats in the Senate. And I think that's a big factor. Even the Democrats who hung on to their seat, like Manchin, he took a big hit in the polls. He had a huge lead there, even though that was a Trump state. Trump carried that state by 40 points in the last election. Got to understand that Joe Manchin was someone who was a very popular governor in that Democrat state. It was the moves by Hillary and Obama and the rest of the Democrat party to take away the coal industry and to brag about it, and to brag about it there in that state, as they had inflicted them with depression-level unemployment that really turned things around. Joe Manchin was not a part of that. And so even though he has been soft on a lot of issues like gun control and so forth, he voted for Kavanaugh, and that didn't hurt him. But it did hurt a lot of other Democrats who went the other way. But I think the key issue here is that when you have a big differential in money and you don't have a free press that they were able to depend on in previous elections, and you don't have free social media where you, the public, can look at stories, you can comment, you can share information. When they take that away from you, when they control the media and they have the money, they can win in the House. That's the big takeaway. And I think it would have been even bigger in the Senate if it hadn't been for the Kavanaugh situation. One of the races here, of course, you take a look at what MSNBC did the day before. They put up, no question about it, it was just something that they were putting up as a test. But they showed their favorite in Florida running for governor. They showed Gillum beating DeSantis in Florida with a graphic that they put up there with Chris Hayes. Now, why would they do that? It's because they're obviously supporting Gillum. No doubt about it. That's the bias of the media. And that was happening even though Gillum was polling about 3.5 points below DeSantis at the time. They still put that up because they wanted to make that happen. Now, as soon as he declared victory and took his victory lap, the first thing he said was, I had huge odds against me because not only did I have the major money from out of state, and I mean they must have sent tens of millions of dollars from out of state coming in against me, I also, quite frankly, had almost 90% of the national media aligned with my opponent, puffing him up, and really some of them attacking me in ways that I thought was patently unjust. Remember, the very first thing they said was, oh, look, he said, well, we're not going to monkey around with the economy with socialism. They said, that's a racial attack on Gillum, who is black. And yet, as I pointed out when that happened, you had Barack Obama talking about monkeying around, right? You had many Democrat operatives talking about, at the same time, a monkey wrench and so forth. Oh, but he used the term monkey, so he's racist. That was what they were doing to him, to rig this thing. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the other races. Heidi Heitkamp lost, Democrat. We had Mike Braun has won in Indiana, flipping that seat there as well. And we're going to talk about Cruz and Beto. What is up next for the trans-Hispanic? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWars4.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the specific races now. We've given you an overview of what happened last night. Ted Cruz beat Beto. Yes, Robert O'Rourke went down, the trans-Hispanic. And what is left for him? We're talking about this during the break. Cruz said, well, you know, what is his path to the presidency other than through Hollywood? And they love him. You've already got actresses putting out Beto 2020 hashtags and so forth. Well, I don't really know. I mean, typically, you know, he'd have to go back and run as a congressman, get his congressional seat back. But typically, congressmen don't win. He could get a position in a future Democrat administration, but he's probably going to have to wait at least 6 years for that. Of course, he is kind of young. But, you know, what's he going to do? He's not going to get elected governor or senator. Not in Texas. Forget about it, Beto. Ain't going to happen. He's nacho senator here in Texas. I think his path would be, he could get a lot of Hollywood backing. And I think since he was successfully able to self-identify as an Hispanic, even though he wasn't, I think he ought to come out and just go as a transgender. He could identify as a woman. And instead of calling himself Beto, he could call himself Betty. And he could be the first female president just because he identifies as one, right? I think that is really his path. He could even take the slogan. Instead of saying, I'm with her, that's already been done, right? His slogan, running as Betty, Beto could say, I'm now her. Say the trans-Hispanic could now become a transgender. That's what he should do. He's already kind of flirted with the idea in the way that he dressed a few years ago. Good find, guys. Yeah, that's he's already flirted with that idea. So just run with it. And I'm sure that he would get the backing of Hollywood and Netflix and all of the social media companies. They would roll right through him. He would get a tremendous amount of money as well. You know, he got so much money. It's amazing. When you look at what these expensive Senate races were, he got over $70 million for his Senate race. And you go back to the 2000 election, that was about what the presidential candidates, Gore and Bush, were getting. Not much different. And that's how much money is flowing into politics. I was just talking about the billions that were spent on these races without a presidential race this last time. What does that tell you? When you see that kind of money flowing into politics, that tells you that we haven't been able to do anything to curb the amount of power that is in Washington. You have that kind of money in politics because you have that kind of power. It is a black hole pulling in that so much power has been concentrated in Washington that it pulls in the corruption. It pulls in the money because, as H.L. Mencken said, that kind of money is an advanced auction of stolen goods. That's what an election is, essentially. And as we see that pile of cash getting bigger and bigger, we understand that that black hole, Washington, D.C., the power that is there is just sucking all that stuff in the same way that our welfare system is pulling in foreigners from all over the world. Come on in. And Cory Booker wants to step it up. Yeah, you have a baby in this country. Yeah, you don't have to be an American citizen. We'll still $1,000 right there at birth. And then every year that you stay here, we'll give you more money. And the poorer you are, the better. We want more poor people in America, so they can work for low wages and they can vote Democrat. That's what we want in America. That's what the Democrats want anyway. And so, like I said yesterday, the question is it okay to be American? Well, not according to the Democrats. They hate America. And it's racist if you want to be American, just like it's racist if you say it's okay to be white. No, it's not okay to be white. It's not okay to be American. George Soros is pushing this pretty hard. All right, let's take a look at some of the other races. Now, as much money as the son-in-law of the $20 billion man Beto O'Rourke spent here in Texas, the big race, the most expensive race in the country, was a Senate race in Florida between Rick Scott and incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. And Rick Scott beat him in Florida, flipping that to the GOP. Again, in Indiana, you had Republican businessman Mike Braun pulled off a victory in Indiana, unseating the incumbent Democrat, Joe Donnelly. He had a 12-point lead over Donnelly. Now, the polls were saying that it was a toss-up coming into that, which is kind of interesting. And what happened during the primary was everybody was telling you, always hear this, he can't win. He's an outsider. We got a couple of strong political establishment candidates in the GOP, and one of those guys needs to run because they've got political experience, and we need political experience, and they know how to win an election, and they've got name identification and so forth. This guy is just a successful businessman with no political experience. We don't want him as a senator. And fortunately, what happened was that the two establishment Republican candidates divided the vote, which is what typically happens the other way around. This time, the Republican establishment candidates divided the vote. He got the nomination, and they said, well, he'll never beat the incumbent. He just doesn't have the political experience, but he did. And he didn't. It wasn't even a close race, as the establishment polls were telling us all the way up the thing. He won by 12 points. And of course, President Trump and Vice President Pence support him quite a bit there. I think he's going to be a very good senator, quite frankly. I want to see more people who are not politicians, who are not lawyers, get through that process. Kevin Cramer defeated Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota in the Senate, another pickup for the GOP. Joe Manchin hung on because, again, he did not fall into the Kavanaugh trap that was laid for the Democrats by Michael Avenatti and that people of that ilk. In the state that was won by President Trump in the last election by more than 40 points, he was able to hang on. He came out in favor of partially funding the border wall in addition to voting for Kavanaugh. And that seems to have turned the trick for Joe Manchin so he could stay in. I'm still concerned he's going to be a Chuck Schumer shill, and he's going to vote with the Democrats. In the Georgia governor race, that is still up for grabs. You have the Republican Brian Kemp is ahead, but Stacey Abrams is not conceding. She says she wants all of the absentee ballots voted and everything. And if it's close, it will go into a runoff. She says she wants every absentee ballot to be counted, and she is not conceding. He was ahead of her, 53% of the vote, with 94% of the precincts. She had 46, but that 7-point spread wasn't good enough for her. She's not going to give up. Not going to give up. It's much closer in Arizona between Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally, they are so close that we're not going to know what the situation is there for days, maybe longer. They said it'll probably trigger an automatic recount there. And if you remember the issues there, Kristen Sinema was the one who hates women who stay at home. They're leeches. You stay at home, you raise a family, you're a leech. And her big supporter was a zero population growth organization that gave her more money than they gave any other candidate. I mean, she is hard, hard left. And they are running for the seat that is being vacated by Jeff Flake. It looks like they have more than enough flakes in Arizona to keep voting for people like Jeff Flake and Kyrsten Sinema. In Florida, Donna Shalala pulled it out. This was a former person from the Clinton administration. It looked like for a while there she wasn't going to win. There was a very charismatic, very intelligent Republican, Lady Maria Elvira Salazar of Cuban descent. She'd also been an anchor. She's very articulate, very bright, very attractive. And then on the other hand, you've got Donna Shalala, who is none of those things except female, I guess. I don't know. She's she's lesbian, so I guess she kind of ticks that box. But nevertheless, Donna Shalala was able to pull that out. You had Kevin Yoder losing, a Republican, in Kansas. Again, that was one of those situations that was kind of an outlier, as I pointed out. Most of these seats that were flipping were contiguous with Democrat areas, contiguous with the border, contiguous with urban areas and so forth. So it's not surprising to see them flipping from a very liberal Republican to a Democrat. As a matter of fact, Breitbart had an article about what was happening to the carbon tax Republicans. They call themselves the Climate Caucus. And these are a lot of Republicans who have been pushing carbon taxes on people. Now, is it really a problem that we lost those Republicans? No. They were rhinos, Republicans in name only. It's good to have them gone, quite frankly. And a lot of the stuff that's happening, as I said, geographically you look at it, but politically you look at it, these people were essentially Democrats. They had an R behind their name, but they were essentially Democrats. So, so long, farewell, same thing to Kevin Yoder. Kevin Yoder is one of these guys who had been pushing... I'm sorry, that was another race. Kevin Yoder is a Republican. He's been pushing migration policies, H-1B visa programs. He actually had job groups campaigning against him. So Republicans like that, so long, farewell. We'll be right back.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In Kansas, we had the Secretary of State there, Kris Kobach, was a victim of not only the Democrats in the media, but also of the establishment Republicans. He was defeated yesterday. As Breitbart points out, the state's Democrat and Republican political establishments, including former governors and 24 Republican lawmakers in the state, endorsed the Democrat so they could stop Kris Kobach. The ACLU alone spent nearly $400,000 in TV ads against Kobach in the last few weeks running up to the election. Kobach was opposed. Why did they hate this guy so much? Well, he is a former immigration advisor to President Trump, and he's been on the forefront of reshaping the GOP to defend American workers and the working class. And so you have this contrast here of Yoder, the Republican, who had been pushing H-1B visas and so forth, he's eventually taken out. But all the establishment forces combine to oppose Kris Kobach, along with the ACLU, and they're able to push him out. And so how is all this identity politics stuff working out, and how are the celebrities doing? You know, there's Comedy Central had the video. We played it for you last week. We said, how are we going to know who to vote for and when to vote or where to vote if we don't have celebrities telling us to get out and go vote and so forth? And they really didn't have much of an effect this time. It had an effect on them. They're very upset with the outcome. As you saw, Van Jones was just heartbroken, and the celebrities are taking it even harder. It's even more difficult for them. There's that public service announcement where they're making fun of these people. How would we know who to vote for if we weren't told by Brad Pitt and so forth? Well, it looks like we're going to get into that. But before we do, let's take a look at some of the firsts, because we got a lot of firsts, and everybody's very happy about all these firsts that we have. We have the first Somali-American congresswoman, because she's from Minnesota, and Minnesota loves their Somalis, especially with all of them that have immigrated into the area. And then we have, in addition, we have a first Muslim congresswoman. It's like, oh, wait a minute. So we have two first Muslims, except they put her in there as a Somali Muslim. So that's a first right there. And then we have Jared Polis, the first openly gay man to win a governor's race in Colorado. So I guess we can expect all the Christian bakers in Colorado to be out of business in no time at all. We had that Colorado baker, Masterpiece Bakery, fought it all the way to the Supreme Court and won, saying you cannot be coerced into baking a custom cake to celebrate gay marriage when it conflicts with your religion. He won that Supreme Court. He comes back within a couple of weeks of returning. He has a transgender person coming up and saying, I want you to bake a traniversary cake on the anniversary of my becoming a different sex in my mind. And he said, not going to do it. So then they put him up before the quote-unquote Human Rights Commission in Colorado again. And now they have voted for an openly gay man to win the governor's race. So I guess pack your bags if you are a Christian offering services in Colorado. Time to get out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, now the youngest woman ever elected. Yeah. Charisse Davids, the first lesbian Native American in Congress. Kris Pappas, New Hampshire's first openly gay member of Congress. And then we have Deb Haaland, the first Native American woman in Congress. See, if you're Muslim or Native American, you get two mentions. You know, if you're lesbian Native American, that's a first. If you're just Native American, oh, that's a first too. If you're Muslim, that's a first. But then if you're Somali Muslim, that's a first as well. I'm just wondering when we're going to have the first left-handed, red-headed person under 5 feet tall elected to Congress. I mean, isn't that something we should celebrate? This is like the Guinness Book of Obscure Records Committee, but it's really about identity politics. Let's celebrate this person because they're left-handed or red-headed or short or tall. I mean, that's what we're really talking about here, right? This is what it's all about. It's all about that. It's not about important issues. It's about their identity. That's alive and well right now, and it's being pushed by Axios and other people in the press. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about what's ahead. Of course, it's impeachment in the House. You understand that. They don't need a reason. They'll make up a reason. As Roger Stone said yesterday on this program, he said they'll make up anything. They will intensify the investigations, again, looking for a process crime, trying to find some kind of a financial crime. It's not hard to find financial crimes when you are a multi-billionaire. It's not hard to find financial crimes on anybody, quite frankly. I mean, look at Dennis Hastert, the pedophile that was groomed by the Republican establishment to be Speaker of the House. He was groomed to become a congressman in the first place. I mean, he was already a known pedophile as a wrestling coach. Then they groom him for Speaker of the House. The only thing that they came against him for was not for any of that stuff. They came after him because he was structuring his withdrawals of his money that had already been put in the bank. I mean, you can't even make a case for why that should even be a crime. That should not even be a crime. This is the insanity of where we are. Pedophilia, not a problem. You take your own money out of the bank after it's already been deposited in the bank, which means that you've already reported it as income and so forth. But you take your money out and you do it in a way to avoid anybody asking you any questions, and you go to jail for that. That's the way we roll. And so it's a very dangerous time coming up for President Trump. He better make sure that he gets free press back. Because as I said before, I think it is very clear that that's what happened in the House. And I think it would have happened in the Senate as well if it hadn't been for the Kavanaugh situation. But when they outspend the Republicans by 50% in the House, and when you have the biggest buyers of ads being MoveOn, George Soros' MoveOn.org, and bragging about it, and yet they have blocked 10,000 accounts at the insistence of the Democrats. There's your fraud. There's your hacking of the election. If they want to say that 2016 was hacked by the Russians, and they say that the Democrats and social media and the establishment press did not hack this election, because they're saying it's simply about the information that was monopolized by people out there. Well, that's real hacking. And we're going to talk about the voting machines as well when we come up, talk about fraud. But let's talk about first celebrities. We had the sentimental favorite of most of us won yesterday, Dan Crenshaw. Former Navy SEAL who lost an eye in Afghanistan, mocked by the former comedy show, Saturday Night Live, a few nights ago. He won easily, 53 to 45%, maintaining that house for the Republican Party as you had a Republican retiring, Ted Poe, in Texas. Oprah had stumped for Stacey Abrams. And again, that race has not been called yet, but it's not really that close. And she is hanging on for all the absentee ballots to be counted, even though he's got a several point lead over her. But Oprah Winfrey wasn't enough to swing it for Stacey Adams. I find that kind of interesting. Jimmy Buffett has alienated quite a few of the people in Florida because he went down the line for Democrat Andrew Gillum, along with the rest of Hollywood. Beyonce and other celebrity all-stars behind Beto O'Rourke, and now they've got egg on their face. People like Sarah Jessica Parker, Jimmy Kimmel, Rosie O'Donnell, Chelsea Handler, the Canadian, giving money to interfere in our elections. I mean, she's not only doesn't live in Texas, she's not even an American citizen, and yet she's contributing money to this. Chris Rock, all these different people, going to beat Ted Cruz. Well, it didn't work, did it? You know, so it's pretty amazing that Ted Cruz had so much difficulty when, because he damaged himself severely with the Republican base when he allied himself, after positioning himself, going to Congress, and alienating a lot of the Republican establishment, trying to position himself as an outsider. Then he switched sides and became the ultimate never-Trumper insider as the figurehead that was going to be there to try to take the election away from President Trump at the convention. That really alienated a lot of people here in Texas. And but he was able to pull it out. President Trump buried the hatchet, supported him, and he was able to pull out a victory over Beto, who was even worse, quite frankly. Ted Cruz usually votes right, even if he does it for the wrong reasons. He got Jim Carrey pretty upset. Jim Carrey doing his crude artwork. I really kind of feel sorry for Jim Carrey. This guy needs some help. His acting career is over, and he isn't ever going to get an artwork career. Not as an art, as a cartoonist, a political cartoonist, or anything. I mean, I don't know what this guy is going to do. He put out a crude painting showing Ted Cruz as a vampire, and we all know he's not a vampire. He's just the Zodiac Killer. but he put out, and Ted Cruz made fun of that as well. He did a Halloween message in the style of the Zodiac Killer just before the election last Wednesday. Anyway, Ted Cruz responded to that cartoon and said, "Vampires are dead, and everybody knows the dead are voting Democrat." And so then Jim Carrey comes back and says, "Well, sorry I rattled your chain, Ted Cruz. I thought you'd have more important things to do 2 days before the election." Well, we know that Jim Carrey has nothing to do because he doesn't have a career. And he keeps digging himself in further and further. I mean, the last movie that he made was unbelievable. I think he probably made less money than a documentary film. Taylor Swift takes it on the cheek. She failed to take out Marsha Blackburn there in Tennessee. It was kind of interesting because she said when she looked at Marsha Blackburn, she said, "These are not my Tennessee values. I find this be terrifying and sickening and racist." And she said, "I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights." Well, guess what, Taylor? That's not Tennessee's values, not their values. And then you got an actress who I don't honestly know who this actress is because I watch Law and Order, a former Law and Order actress. Maybe she's now doing political cartoons like Jim Carrey. I don't know. Jennifer Esposito breaks down in tears after voting, and she, of course, puts this out on social media, because she's allowed on social media to do whatever she wants. "I voted. I brought tears to my eyes. I just wanted for better. I just want for better for everyone." That's exactly what she writes. I'm not misreading that. And feels good to be able to say something and hope that things change. Go out and vote. Yes, we wouldn't know if it wasn't for the celebrities telling us that we need to go out and vote. One celebrity that is up and coming, of course, is going to be Kamala Harris. She is Glamour Magazine's Abortion Activist of the Year. Now, that's a pretty good accomplishment, considering that as Attorney General, she persecuted the guy who exposed the crimes of Planned Parenthood. It's pretty hard to top that, but she's done it. And this is her first term as senator. She's already running for president. And she is the prosecutor, as a California Attorney General, who raided journalist David Daleiden's home. This is a guy who has a Center for Medical Progress, and he did all those undercover videos where they got the people, Planned Parenthood, talking about how they're going to traffic in baby body parts. "Oh, I need, I want to get a Lambo. I want a Lamborghini. Yeah, we can do that. You just tell me what you need, and I'll procure that." And so she raided his house, and they came after him pretty hard. The magazine didn't mention that they had slammed her pretty hard for also misleading the public about Kavanaugh. Harris was also in the fight with that. 2 years ago, Harris worked as the Attorney General of California And, of course, there, you know, Planned Parenthood kills 320,000 babies every year. In 2016, her office raided the home of David Daleiden from the Center for Medical Progress. And what appeared to be a politically motivated move, her office took camera equipment, copies of unreleased video from people who work in the abortion industry, reports LifeSite News. LifeNews.com. LifeNews.com. Daleiden, at the Center of Medical Progress, has been the target of abortion activists since he exposed what they're doing. Now, emails later suggested that Harris had teamed up with Planned Parenthood to target him. Why would that happen? Well, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the fact she got $81,000 in donations from Planned Parenthood for her campaign. And now, she's getting donations and accolades from Glamour magazine because it's glamorous to chop your babies into parts. You just can't talk about it.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Single issue, some referenda over there. We had votes about being a sanctuary city, votes for funding Planned Parenthood, votes for decriminalizing marijuana recreationally and medically. So we're going to talk about those different issues and what happened in the election yesterday. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a 67% off special on both on Silver Bullet and 57% off of Super Male Vitality. We have 50% off both Brain Force Plus and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. And there is free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a very deep discount on the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter, the large one, typically $249.95. It's now $127, about 50% off. Make sure that you are always proactive in filtering your water. Whether you are on a city water supply or whether you are on a well in a rural area, you can always have something that gets into the aquifer, especially if you're on your own. You're not going to know if you've got a glyphosate that is now a rural area that's getting into the underground water, or if there's some underground storage tank because you've had some business or have their underground storage tanks leak dangerous chemicals. That's happened in rural areas many times across the country. Often they don't tell people in the area after they find out about it. They don't tell people for years. And then, of course, we've had the city water supplies. You've had situations like Flint, Michigan, where people were not aware of what was going on until they started seeing symptoms of lead poisoning in their children. So don't wait. Be proactive. Make sure that you've got clean water. Because, you know, the city water supply, they're actually deliberately dumping toxins, things like fluoride, into the water. And we've talked about the health effects of fluoride many times. So right now you can take advantage of that. You can get about 50% off on that large Gravity Feed Alexa Pure Pro water filter, just $127, about 50% off. And finally, we have a special just for the listeners of this show. You can save $10 on the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. That's right, you get $10 off the new golf shirt with the InfoWars Hexagon logo on it. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 on that InfoWars Hexagon polo. All right, let's talk a little bit about plans for the Democrats moving forward. You know, the issues that are coming up, and this is going to be the big issue moving forward. CNN talked about this, what it would mean as they were in the run-up to the election on Tuesday. Here's Jake Tapper, Fake Jake, on CNN, video clip 3.
We're just 2 hours away from the first crucial polls closing tonight. Polls closing at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern that could give us an early and important indicator of where the night might be headed. We're in the thick of what is perhaps the most critical non-presidential election in modern times. It's clear many of the votes being cast today are being cast either for or against President Trump and his policies. And the future of the Trump presidency could hang in the balance. The Democratic House will definitely mean oversight and investigations of the Trump administration, and it could possibly even mean impeachment of President Trump. There are signs of enthusiasm around the country. I want to show you some video we just got into CNN of lines at the polling station at Arizona.
Oh, yeah, a lot of enthusiasm for impeachment, and you can imagine they're going to be enthusiastically pushing that at CNN. The future of the Trump presidency could hang in the balance, says Fake Jake. A Democrat House will definitely mean oversight and investigation of the Trump administration. And it could possibly even mean impeachment of President Trump. No doubt. No doubt that's going to happen. We've already had that tipped by people like Elijah Cummings, the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. He will now be ahead of that committee. He's calling for a panel to issue subpoenas to the Trump administration on multiple investigations. They're going to tie them up on policy changes as well. So what we're going to see here moving forward is they are going to be another anchor to make sure that nothing changes. You know, we're told that the big issue, NBC was saying, oh, the big issue was health care. People don't want to lose their health care. It's only been 8 years since five years, 2013, since we had Obamacare. And, of course, that was the big issue, Obama pushing Obamacare in 2010. That was one of the big issues as to why he lost so resoundingly. And here we are after only 5 years of it. People can't imagine health care without Obamacare. They think that that is providing health care for them. Now, we've got a lot of people in the Republican Party who understand that it hasn't made health care more affordable. It has made it more expensive. Why should we allow these people, these corporations, to pick and choose and tell us what plans we're going to have? It is a disaster, but it has been preserved by Paul Ryan. Remember, Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney were the hedge position for the establishment that wanted to have that push through in 2012. They had Obama, who was definitely going to push it through. And then if he didn't make it, you were going to have Obamacare or Romneycare, which is the same thing. No different. He'd already done it. Mitt Romney had with Ted Kennedy. And now we've got Romney in the Senate as Paul Ryan is leaving. He picked Paul Ryan to be his number two guy, and Paul Ryan has held the line, making sure we didn't get any real reform of Obamacare pushed through. It's another one of these issues, folks, when you look at it. Just like these carbon tax Republicans who lost in many elections, these Republicans in name only pushing carbon taxes, pushing Obamacare, blocking President Trump from any meaningful reform, the House Freedom Caucus from any meaningful reform. This is a large reason why a lot of these people lost in these essentially Democrat areas anyway. And so they're going to use their House majority to launch a bunch of investigations. Just count on it. You know that that's going to happen. Adam Schiff bragging about how he is going to do that. As you've got a story on Zero Hedge here, Charles Hugh Smith writes, is this the most important election of our life, or is it just another distraction? What are we looking for out of government? He said, when we look at health care, which we were told yesterday by NBC, that is the issue. Well, I'm not so sure about that. I don't believe something just because NBC says so. But it is an issue that the Republicans won't do anything about it after we voted election after election after election to get them to stop it. And even when they had the House and the Senate, they blocked President Trump from really doing anything about it. So he asked, does either party have the will or the coherent grasp of what is broken in order to fix health care in America? No. The Democrat solution is to take the bloated, ineffective Medicare system that incentivizes blatant fraud and expand it with all the overbilling, the profiteering, and increase the sick care cartel's power and profits via Medicare for All. He said, this is like giving defense contractors the power to set Pentagon budget. Oh, wait, they already have that power. He said the Republican solution, on the other hand, is to call these quasi-monopolies and cartels markets. We saw when President Trump ran, and he didn't even really push this when he's trying to push the health care reform, which, by the way, was unconstitutionally and illegally enacted. You even had a court decide that, but we don't pay any decision, any attention to court decisions when they don't go the way of the establishment. You know, just like when they say, well, you can't fund Obamacare by stealing money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And they don't care when the Supreme Court says you can't have, as a private company, censorship.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine.
that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality, cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the issues that were on the ballot. But before we do, going back to health care, which NBC told us that was the number one issue on everybody's mind. Not the economy, not the border. Those are only about 20%. Twice as many people were concerned about health care. Now, it may be that people are buying into this socialist idea of Medicare for all, and of course, they don't want to talk about taxes. I think it's one of the reasons why Gillum lost in Florida. He wanted everybody to vote for him, He had a lot of money from outside, as did Bill Nelson. A lot of money flowing into that. The Senate race between Nelson and Rick Scott was, again, the most expensive race in the country, with both of them getting in the mid-60 million range on these two campaigns. I mean, it's like a presidential campaign, the amount of money that's there, because there's a lot of power in Washington. A lot of that draws in the money. It draws in people who are looking for favors. And that's really what we've got with the fascist healthcare system that we have here, where the government is going to tell you what you have to buy from which corporations. If we're going to accept that, then of course we're going to accept shortly after that the fact that corporations can tell us what we can say and what we can't say, because they own the public square, right? And we don't really care about court decisions except when it goes the way that the establishment or the Democrats want it. Then we care. Then it's the law of the land. You can't say anything about Roe v. Wade. If you even think about changing Roe v. Wade, though, that's not going to be allowed. Why is that? We've had so many Supreme Court decisions that have been reversed. The Supreme Court reversed itself on the Cherokee issue with Andrew Jackson, right? The same court, within about a year. First they said, all right, you can remove them. You can take them from their home and ship them out to Oklahoma. Then they came back and said, we don't like the way that's working. We're not going to let you do that. At which point, Andrew Jackson said, and of course, he was wrong about what he was doing to Cherokee, but he was right about the Constitution and his power under the Constitution, the division of power that they had. He said, well, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. And again, the founders of this country, even Alexander Hamilton, the most statist of all the founding fathers, said it's going to be the least dangerous of all the branches, the judicial branch, because they don't have any power to enforce their decision. You know, the Congress can withhold money and so forth and not fund something. The president has the energy of the executive, but the Supreme Court couldn't do anything. They could just issue opinions, and the other two branches can decide what they want to do. And that's what Andrew Jackson said. We had the Dred Scott decision saying, you got to turn those slaves back to their slave owners. We had a decision in the early part of the 20th century where the Supreme Court said First Amendment doesn't apply to movies. That stood until the middle of the 20th century. Finally, they said, First Amendment applies to movies. Now, Hollywood thinks that the only place that you should have freedom of speech or freedom of expression is if you want to take off your clothes and do something like that in movies. Yeah, don't tell me what I can do, right? No, it was really about political speech. It was about religious speech. And those are the things that they're now suppressing, because they've said, if corporations can tell us and dictate to us what we're going to have in terms of health care, along with the government, the two of them can work together. Well, the two of them can work together in a public-private partnership, in a fascist partnership, to control our free speech as well. Why not? And that's what they're doing. Even though we've had a Supreme Court decision where you had a Jehovah's Witness, I've talked about this many times, I will continue to talk about it, 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, you have a Jehovah's Witness passing out literature. It's a company-owned town. They own the public square. They said, you can't pass this literature out. She fought it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, no, even if you own the public square, it's still the public square. And this corporation can't censor that. But now Jack Dorsey says, what do you see when you come to Twitter? Is it an app? What is it? No, it's the public square, and we're very proud of that. He has now said that at least 8 times. But, of course, nobody wants to pay attention to that. We're going to say, Let's try antitrust, since that's never really effectively worked. It didn't work against the oil companies. It didn't work against the phone companies, really. It's going to take a very long time to implement. It won't take very long to undo it. So let's do that. Fine. I'm perfectly fine with coming after them in multiple different ways. But let's do something that is going to be immediate, because President Trump doesn't have the time to fight this. They're going to be fighting him for impeachment right away. He needs to have a free press. An independent press that can push back against the establishment press. And it will be a fatal error for him if he doesn't stand up for the First Amendment. He ought to stand up for the First Amendment, because, quite frankly, our constitutional rights, our human rights, our natural rights, our God-given rights are more important than even his political career. You know, we have permanent principles and permanent interests, and they transcend the interest of a political party or a politician. But it is going to be his existence that is on the line as well if he doesn't have a free press to back him up. And you can see that what happened in the House races yesterday. They get outspent by 50%, And there's no free press out there to talk about that. And there's no free press to push back against the way the media was spinning the shooting at the synagogue, using that for their advantage against President Trump, taking the wind out of the sails in terms of the immigration issues, in terms of Kavanaugh, taking the wind out of the sails. And then also the bomb hoax attacks, the bomb scares that were out there. And there was no pushback against that. They had the mainstream media had a monopoly on the information out there. So, yeah, they were hacking the election in that sense, in the same sense that they were saying that the election was hacked by the information that was monopolized, supposedly, in 2016 when it wasn't monopolized. But it is being monopolized now, social media and mainstream media. So as we look at this, again, Charles Hugh Smith on Zero Hedge says, what are we looking at? You know, do we have a solution that's coming out from Republicans even? Do they even offer a solution? You know, the best and the only solution I've ever seen from the Republicans, because we had Paul Ryan there who didn't want to have a market solution. We've got problems with health care, folks. They could be made better if we took off the trade restrictions. Remember when little Marco mocked President Trump when they were both running for the office? Said, lines, you keep talking about these lines. I don't know what these lines mean. Well, you knew what they meant. They were the lines, the state lines, saying you can't offer, insurance company can't offer policies across state lines. It's a regulatory cumbersome thing to keep competition out. It's the exact opposite of what the Commerce Clause was intended for. The Commerce Clause was put in to make sure that we had a free trade zone within the borders of the U.S. And instead, they use it in healthcare to shut down free trade in healthcare services. And then they use the Commerce Clause to say, well, that lets us prohibit drugs. No, it doesn't. They had the Commerce Clause there before they had the 10th Amendment. They had the Commerce Clause there before they had the 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol. So it doesn't give you the power to prohibit drugs for the UN, because it is a UN agenda. President Trump had a 7-point process. And if you remember what he had there, it's like allowing competition across state lines, giving people the economic power by letting us have some of our tax money back before we send it into Washington, letting us have health savings accounts and other issues, giving us information about how effective various healthcare providers are and, for various procedures. Let us know. Is this a good, essentially a Yelp type of system, which you don't really get? The government collects those statistics, but they don't let the public see that. And so if we had informed consumers, if we had consumers who were empowered with their own money, not with other people's money, but with their own money, before they send it into Washington, and if we had competition, that would be moving towards an open market solution. And then give us information about drugs. And, of course, President Trump is doing that. He is telling these big pharmaceutical companies, you got to tell people in these Ask Your Doctor commercials that essentially fund the news. Billions of dollars that they're spending to fund cable news especially. Tell people how much that's really going to cost them. In many cases, thousands of dollars per month. That's real truth. That's real market information that helps you to make those choices. But, of course, you don't really have any incentive to save that money because it isn't your money. It's some third party, and that's really the source of these problems. Only going to get worse if the government is the third party.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The ones that make a lot of money for corporations that have bought influence in Washington. Of course, we also have an illegal drug problem, of course, right? Even though we've had 47 years of a UN war on drugs, they created the war on drugs. They did it 10 years before Richard Nixon declared it. And, of course, we don't have any solution for that either. Not coming out of Washington, that is. Certainly not coming out of Washington. They don't even, they've made this far worse than it ever was. A good example of this is what's going on with El Chapo and the trial that is there. We have, again, he is the guy, El Chapo Guzman, who founded the Sinaloa drug cartel. Founded it back in 1989. His co-defendant is still at large, and nothing has really happened to shut down the Sinaloa drug cartel. They're trying to put him in jail for the rest of his life. We'll see what happens with that. They have locked down New York. The Brooklyn Bridge is shut. They've taken extraordinary measures for security. The courthouse is essentially a fortress on Monday as they were doing it. The names of potential jurors have been hidden from the public. They've had 1,000 summonses go out to residents of New York. They're not going to release that information. They're going to have to, of course, escort them with federal marshals. You can probably have to keep their identities secret as well. The judge ruled that only five news reporters, just a fraction of the swarm of people who would like to follow the trial, will be allowed in the courthouse, and on. All of this stuff being done, and yet you still have his partner. The 70-year-old partner, Ismael Zambada Garcia, a former poppy field worker known as El Mayo. So you have El Chapo and El Mayo. El Mayo is still at large. He's consolidating the empire, the multi-billion-dollar empire. And they have they're in cocaine trafficking, heroin trafficking, human trafficking. That's the issue, folks. You can't stop these guys. You just make them more powerful, just as we did with Al Capone and these other individuals during the failed alcohol prohibition. But at least we had respect for the Constitution. When you go back and look at the Sinaloa cartel, understand that we've had multiple times that HSBC has been convicted of money laundering. Now, they've gotten some fines, but for the amount of money that they make and the amount of money that they made on the money laundering for the Sinaloa cartel, they had their own money laundering window, the Sinaloa cartel did, at HSBC. They had their own special window that they would go to take the big loads of cash that they were dealing with. And even though they were embedded with these people to that degree, oh, and by the way, the person who was on their board of directors before he became FBI director was James Comey. He was on the board of directors of HSBC, who had given their own special window for money laundering of cash to the Sinaloa drug cartel, along with other drug cartels, the Zetas and so forth, the MS-13. We've got so many of these that have been created by our war on drugs. They say in this article from the establishment press, they've got the number of Mexican murders this last year, 29,000. No, it's much higher than that. I've seen other reports well into the 30s, and that's probably only about half of what other people have estimated. But the establishment authorities at least put it in the 30,000s. In 2016, they said an average of 174 Americans died every day from drug overdoses. Well, what is the biggest drug overdose issue that we have? Well, it's the opioids, right? So as we've got the DEA doing this high-profile show trial of El Chapo, and if they put him away, it isn't going to mean anything to the drug issue. Do you think that's really going to stop anything? They haven't even arrested his partner. They're still doing business. And then you've got all these other drug cartels that are out there killing politicians. I mean, just look at the number of politicians that got killed in Mexico when they decided that they were going to run for office. If the drug cartels didn't like them, they'd just kill them. That's the massive power and influence that they have. The corruption of the banks, the corruption of officials like James Comey. I mean, look at the fact that James Comey is sitting on the board of directors of this crooked bank. It's kind of like what we saw with Bob Mueller and his connections to Whitey Bulger and the mob and how he covered for him. He sent innocent people to jail, how he and corrupt FBI officers allowed this guy who was supposed to be an informant, they informed on rival gangs for him. I mean, this is... We look at what the military is doing in terms of Afghanistan and the poppy fields there and how under the Taliban it had dropped to less than 10% of the world supply. And now they're up in the mid to high 90s every year in terms of the world supply coming out of Afghanistan. And it's our military guarding the poppy fields for people. Remember when Geraldo Rivera showed it to you? You believe it if Geraldo tells you? You believe it if you see it with your own eyes? Do you believe that your military is involved in this? Let's take a look at this. In the midst of a crisis, says Free Thought Project, the FDA approves an opioid drug that is 10 times stronger than fentanyl, and it is funded by the Department of Defense. How's that for the war on drugs? Our worst problem right now, opioids, and the worst of the opioids, fentanyl. And what do they come up with? They come up with something that's 10 times stronger, and it is funded by the Department of Defense. Same people that are guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan say, oh, I think we're going to be there for a while. And you've got a new opioid drug that is 1,000 times stronger than morphine, funded by them and approved by the FDA. Approved by the FDA. They cited... with a vote of 10-3 to approve this new drug against the recommendation of the chairman of the panel. And at 5 to 10 times the strength of fentanyl, This drug is 500 to 1,000 times stronger than morphine. There we go. Not going to be a problem, right? And yet you got people who are freaking out over marijuana because most people are being locked up for marijuana use. How did marijuana do at the polls yesterday? We had Michigan, North Dakota, Utah, Missouri, all voted on ballot initiatives to either legalize recreational marijuana or to legalize medical marijuana. Missouri and Utah both legalized medical marijuana. And so they join 31 other states. So that means we now have 33 states, 66% of the states, two-thirds of the states have legalized medical marijuana. Remember that according to the United Nations schedules, and it was the United Nations who came up with the schedules, it was United Nations who put the drugs in the various schedules, they said that marijuana is a class one drug, which means that it has no medical use. And yet we've had 66% of the states say that it is legal for medical use. How does that work? Even here in Texas, they've carved out an exemption, one exemption for medical marijuana for people who have uncontrolled epilepsy because they know that it's the only thing that really effectively treats it. But they make it virtually impossible to be able to use that medicine. And that's because the federal government doesn't obey the Constitution and doesn't respect your rights. But we've now had even Utah, approve medical marijuana, doing it yesterday. And then the two votes about recreational marijuana was split. Michigan residents legalized recreational marijuana. North Dakota voters rejected it on the ballot yesterday. We also had another interesting ballot initiative, Oregon ballot initiative to end sanctuary state status failed. 64% to 35%. The state of Oregon did not pass a ballot initiative that would have ended their decades-old status as a sanctuary state. Local law enforcement is forbidden from using public resources to try to locate illegal immigrants that are not suspected of committing a crime. If they are here, foreigners trespassing criminally, it is a crime. If they are here and voting criminally, it is a crime. If they're here just to get on welfare, or to get a free education, and they're here illegally, that should be a crime, shouldn't it? But, of course, we can't deport these people, even if they've got MS-13 tattoos all over their body. If they're here illegally and they've got MS-13 tattoos, you got to catch them red-handed in a crime. And that's why you have so many young Hispanics being murdered on Long Island, New York. Another referendum coming out of Oregon. They voted to force residents to fund abortions right up to birth, after Planned Parenthood spends millions in the election. By a 2-to-1 margin, Oregon voted to keep killing unborn children with taxpayer funds, reports LifeNews.com. This was after a massive rollout of money by Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood and associated groups and virtually all of the money that was for continued state funding of abortions was coming from out of state. The money that was opposing the continued state funding of abortions in Oregon was from Oregonians. And the out-of-state money from Planned Parenthood and others was $3 million. The people who were opposing state funding of abortion was $178,000. And, of course, Facebook would not allow you to see pictures of children who were born prematurely at 22 weeks and went on to live useful.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was talking about health care. That's something that is going to be solved. I think that as Paul Ryan said he's going to be leaving office, that he's going to hold that position until he could hand over the gavel to Nancy Pelosi, figuring that with the odds were that you would have a change in power at the House, which is what has happened. And now they'll be able to safely hand over that Obamacare. Certainly, she's not going to work with President Trump any more than Paul Ryan did to try to fix the mandates coming from the establishment. But, of course, there's so many other aspects of problems that are not being addressed. The out-of-control military spending, the ineffective education that is being increasingly taken over by the federal government. All of these are systemic problems, cancers imposed on our society by the federal government, and nothing is being done to stop that. As Paul Craig Roberts, who was recently shut down by Twitter, not somebody who is out there trolling people, he's not calling anybody names. He's the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. I've interviewed Paul Craig Roberts many times. His big issues are the police state, the surveillance state, foreign wars, and so forth. He's not out there trolling people, but he is pushing back against the issues that NATO and the neocons and the military-industrial complex and the never-Trumpers, the people who are ultimately behind this censorship, folks, the Atlantic Council and others, bragging about how they have shut down not only pro-Trump nationalist media, but also libertarians and even left-leaning media who don't support foreign wars and so forth. This is what's really behind it. But he had this to say about the elections, about what midterm elections are really about. He said, I get emails all the time from readers asking him why he could support Trump, because Trump was the establishment candidate. And he says, well, if Trump was the establishment candidate, then why has the establishment spent 2 years to try to destroy him? He said, they can't figure this out. They can't put those things together. They failed to do that. He said Trump declared war on the establishment throughout the presidential campaign and in his inaugural address. Do you remember how upset the Republican and Democrat establishment was after that inaugural address? That's such the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. It was the best speech I ever heard in my life. The only inaugural address that was better than that was one given by Thomas Jefferson, because he understood it was about freedom. But President Trump understood how our country had been taken over by these establishment, never Trump, always war people. And then Paul Craig Roberts points out, he says, as I wrote at the time, the problem with Trump was that he vastly overestimates the power that he would have as president. He's even said it. He said, I thought, well, when I became president, I thought you guys would be nice to me. He thought they would actually listen to him and obey him and obey the laws. No, they're not going to do that. They will try every trick in the book. When President Trump and others were talking about, we're going to have vetting of people coming in across the board. That's a Muslim ban. And again, the seven countries, two of them, Venezuela and North Korea, are not Muslim. The other five were. They were countries that Barack Obama had gone to war against illegally, Syria, Iran, others. And they really did present legitimate security threats. They should have been vetted. And those five Muslim countries were only 10% of the 50 Muslim nations in the world, Muslim-majority nations. So they play all these games. They will throw him into the court system. They will say, you can't get rid of DACA, the DACA program. That was an executive order by the previous administration's Homeland Security Secretary. You can't get rid of that. Oh, yes, he could. But they will oppose him in every area. And he said, Trump vastly overestimates the power of the presidency. He expected the establishment, like his employees, to jump at his will. He didn't know Washington, and he didn't know who to appoint to support his goals. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just reading from Paul Craig Roberts, saying the problem is the Trump campaign against these permanent wars. He declared war on the establishment. He said, we're not going to get involved in these foreign wars, which have not been effective. He understands that since World War II, we have lost these asymmetric wars. We tried to rebuild countries, to try to create democracies where the people did not want democracies, where their culture, their religion, their political beliefs did not support that. We can't force that on them. And we can't win these asymmetric guerrilla warfare engagements that we've had. Nation building has been a total failure for us and for them. And yet, as he points out, he's been totally defeated in his intention to normalize relations with Russia. Why? Because in many other areas, he has run into opposition from the permanently entrenched bureaucracy that's there. And you had Scott Pruitt, very effective at the EPA for a short period of time, and then the bureaucracy made sure that they got him out and the press. You've had Jeff Sessions, if he even knows what's going on, totally co-opted by a corrupt Department of Justice, permanently entrenched there. He said, in other words, in many of these areas, we get the same income on foreign same outcome on foreign policy that we would have with Hillary. He said, Trump is an outsider who was elected by the deplorables, whose middle-class jobs were offshored by America's global corporations for the benefit of only the executives and large shareholders. A few people sold out the American middle class, which is shrinking away. And then Paul Craig Roberts had this to say. He's exactly right. He said, if America had an independent media, the election would have been about the American police state that is based on the 9/11 lie. The election would have been, if we had an independent media, it would have been about the weapons of mass destruction lie, or about the use of chemical weapons lie, or about the Iranian nukes lie, or the Russian invasion of Ukraine lie. All of these things were accepted by complacent Americans. Why? Because of the mainstream media. And as we're beginning to take over the narrative, they enact censorship against us, against you. Censorship against the free press, censorship against free speech of the people. He said, those responsible, Paul Craig Roberts, those responsible for these lies, which have caused massive war crimes, for which U.S. administration should be indicted, are now feted and rich. And the rest of us have experienced the loss of our civil liberty and our privacy. Any individual in the way of the police state now is mowed down. If America had an independent media, the election would be about the deindustrialization of the United States. If America had an independent media, the election would have been about 20 years of U.S. and NATO-EU war crimes against countries like Serbia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Libya, Pakistan, Syria, Yemen, and on, right? But we don't have, largely, an independent media. And this is why, folks, when he talks about this, this is why you understand the censorship is coming from the military-industrial complex. It's coming from the neocons. It's coming from NATO. It's coming from the Atlantic Council and so forth. They are the ones who are demanding this, and they're the ones who are getting it. And they're the ones who have been promoting this Russia, Russia, Russia. Why? Because they wanted to get back to the profit center of having intercontinental ballistic missiles. Let's revive the Cold War. And they wanted to use that for a dual purpose. It's been masterful, quite frankly, this chess game that they've been playing with this Russian demonization of everything. Behind every problem, there's a Russian lurking somewhere. They've been able to shut down our free speech, our free press. They have been able to restart the Cold War for their profits, and they're not about to stop. And, of course, the narrative that they came up with was the election was hacked by the Russians. Why? Because somebody told the truth about Hillary Clinton. William Binney and others who are not only technically competent, William Binney ran the technical side of the NSA globally for decades, and he's also a very honest man. He exposed the fact that it was not hacked from the outside. It was an inside whistleblower, which is what WikiLeaks told us at the time. And people don't pay any attention to it because we have this constant drumbeat from all the mainstream media. Even Fox News is out there, supposedly Republican. Oh, yes, well, that's Russian hacking. Yeah, we understand that's the case, but, you know, but Trump didn't have anything to do with it. But we'll accept that it was Russians. No, it wasn't Russians. And if Russians were such masterful cybersecurity hacks, wouldn't you be concerned about the electronic voting machines? They said, don't be concerned about the Russian, the voting. When I say hacking, I'm not talking about cyber hacking of voting machines. Well, I am. I am. But if they're saying that hacking is controlling minds and controlling the media and controlling the social media, then they just hacked the election and they got away with it. Got away with it. Right under the nose of Jeff Sessions and President Trump because they didn't do anything about it. Can't say they weren't warned. For over a year, people have been talking about the shadow banning. 3 months ago, they made it overt in everybody's face, shutting down Alex Jones and InfoWars on social media. Then they came a month ago. They came after another 800 smaller news organizations all at once and done by multiple social media organizations at the same time at the behest of these NATO organizations, bragging about it, boasting about it, labeling all 800 of them. Again, some of them conservative and nationalist, but some of them libertarian, not supporting Trump. Some of them left-wing, not supporting Trump. But, of course, they're all working for Russia. And they said, this is just the beginning. We're going to come for the websites next. Because this is the military-industrial complex. They can't be satisfied with it. So you talk about the hacking of the election. How about this? A lot of Americans are hoping that Google will tell them how to vote. The top trending search yesterday was where to vote in Spanish. People are typing in Spanish, where do I go to vote? And that was spiking 3,350%, brags Google. Very happy about that. You know, as I said yesterday when I went to vote, I voted now in three elections here in Texas. And at the polling place, I saw something I'd never seen before. People up there with a voter information thing. And so my son and I walked over there and said, oh, so what is this about? Well, we're here to help you. Do you have your ID and all this? And it's like, you know, here I am. I'm in a tie because I'm coming from work to go vote and everything. They know I'm not their demographic to talk to. I couldn't get anything out of these people, but I know what they're doing. And I know how this has changed. And I know that they're helping people to get around. We saw the Project Veritas video where you have the Texas worker saying, well, okay, if they're DACA, as long as they got registered or whatever, I think maybe they're pushing that a little bit too far. I think that's just maybe one worker there. But I saw at the voting place people there to help you with your ID. You need some help with your ID? We'll help you figure out how to get onto this vote or do this for the first time. Why would that be there this time here in Texas when you got Beto, the trans-Hispanic, running? Some of the trending questions, though, did not focus about where do I vote. People were asking Google who to vote for. What are we voting for today and so forth? This is the power of Google. Let's talk about what Facebook is doing. Here are the Republican election ads, says Breitbart, that Facebook would not allow to be run. You have a California congressional candidate, Elizabeth Heng. We've played her videos where she's talking about her parents, how they were persecuted in Cambodia by communists, by people like Antifa and the radical street crowds that were out there. And, of course, it's always been communist crimes, mass murder, the killing fields of Cambodia. They escape that. It's a very touching story where they're executing men, and at one point he realized they let people off if they were married, and goes, she's my wife. They'd never seen each other before. He identified her as his wife, this woman he'd never seen before. And the lady said, they said, is he your husband? And she said, yes, to save his life. Never met before. Now they've been married for decades. That's her history. She wanted to talk about that. She said, why was that removed by Facebook? The platform says we don't allow shocking, disrespectful, or sensational content. Well, it is shocking, it is sensational, but it is true, and they don't want you to hear it because they're pushing socialism. They're pushing the very system that nearly killed both of her parents in Cambodia, killed millions of others. Pushing it now here in America. The real Reds.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients.
Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to explain to you and prove to you that the election was hacked yesterday. Absolutely was hacked. In their own words, by their own standards, this election was hacked. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 67% off blowout special with Silver Bullet and 67% off and free shipping. We have 57% off Super Male Vitality. We have 50% off Brain Force Plus and Survival Shield X3. All those with free shipping. As a matter of fact, it's free shipping store-wide. And we have a 50% discount on our largest Alexa Pure gravity feed filter, the Alexa Pure Pro. It is 57% off. Big savings. Save $127 off of that Alexa Pure Pro gravity feed water filter right now. And finally, you can save $10 off a new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off the InfoWars Hexagon golf shirt. You'll see that right there. There you see it right there. So use that code. Take advantage of those specials. Free shipping store-wide and $127 savings off the Alexa Pure Pro water filter and 50% or more off of many of our most popular products. There was a story just a couple of days ago, and I read this once before. 33 trillion reasons why the New York Times and the mainstream media, and I would also include Fox News, because they keep telling us, you know, the Russians did hack the elections, just that President Trump didn't have anything to do with it. They buy into that. Why? Because it's being pushed by NATO and the military-industrial complex. But here's why it didn't happen. Only 80,000 posts from a private Russian internet research agency engulfed in literally trillions of posts on Facebook over a two-year period before and after the 2016 vote. They spent a trivial amount of money, especially compared to just what Hillary Clinton spent. And yet we're supposed to believe that that hacked the election, that a monopoly on information, that they control the discussion. Well, folks, if that's a standard, there is no doubt that the election was hacked yesterday. You've had the establishment parties controlling the narrative, both on the regular media, the legacy media, and on social media. After they banned InfoWars, and then a month later, 2 months later, actually, a month before the election, 800 other sites. And you got Facebook banning ads, banning pro-life ads, banning Elizabeth Heng, who is running in California, saying it's unbelievable that Facebook would have such blatant disregard for the history, where she talks about her parents escaping communism in Cambodia. That so many people, including my own parents, survived. I'm sure it is shocking for people to hear about this kind of injustice, but this is reality. This is why I wake up every single day with the fight and determination to have a voice and to make a difference in my community. But you're not allowed to see that. You're also not allowed to see the ad from supporting Marsha Blackburn, talking about her being pro-life and her opponent being pro-abortion. Not allowed to see that. Not allowed to see the ads that were also Susan B. Anthony List tried to run, showing a boy and a girl who are both born prematurely at an age where abortion is universally legal in the United States. Say, look, they survived this at this age. Look at here they are. Look at how tiny they are. Yeah, we got them strapped up to a tube so they can breathe. And they say, oh, you can't show that there. That's a baby with a tube strapped up to it. And then showing an ultrasound. That was it. And they said, no, it's too sensational. It's too disturbing for people to see a baby that was born prematurely. No, they don't want you to see that these kids grew up and are now having a wonderful life as young teenagers. They don't want you to see that. They don't want you to see President Trump's immigration ad. They said it has sensational content. Yeah, it is sensational when you've got a guy saying, I'm going to break out of jail and I'm going to kill all of you. I wish I'd killed more than the two cops that I killed. I'm going to kill all of you when I get out. You can't stop me. You can't stop people coming across the border. That is sensational, and it's true, just like what the communists did. Facebook blocked 115 accounts just before the election for supposedly coordinated, inauthentic behavior. And, of course, just going back a couple of months ago, Facebook in the UK was blocking links to a women's rights group. UK's Place, rather, Women's Place UK campaigns for women-only spaces. No men allowed. And that includes people, that includes men who think that they're women. And so they said, well, that's not transgender friendly. It's transphobic, and we're going to block your site. So you have to understand, identity politics has got its hierarchy. It's got a pecking order. And Facebook is going to support that pecking order. Take a look at this out of North Dakota. You've got Democrats out there, as we've had Republicans get shut down for jokes, saying, oh, all you Democrats, just turn over your votes. All you men out there, just turn it over to the women. Let the women make this decision. Put that out as an obvious joke. And Facebook or Twitter put James Woods on timeout. And they did that to other people who joked about, oh, don't forget to vote on Election Day. All you Democrats on Wednesday and so forth. It's a joke. They shut the people down. And yet, did Facebook or Twitter shut down the Democrat Party in North Dakota when they warned hunters not to vote? Attention, hunters, if you vote North Dakota, you may forfeit your hunting license that you have in other states. If you want to keep your out-of-state hunting license, you may not want to vote in North Dakota. They put that out to try to intimidate people, but of course, that's not going to be shut down by social media oligarchs. Twitter, in the run-up to this election, deleted 10,000 accounts at the request of the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC. Oh, it's almost like the CCCP, what they used to call the Soviet Union, right? The DCCC. Reuters reports that according to three-party sources bragging about this, the DCCC developed their own system to find and report accounts that they thought were bots on social media so they could be taken down on Twitter and Facebook. So what you have here is a bot that is going to identify other bots. But, of course, this bot might also identify opponents of the Democrats, people like Paul Craig Roberts, as I point out. Twitter banned him. And I just read you what he said. If we had an independent press, here's what we would have been talking about this election. But we don't. And you have a pro-life site that was banned also. I actually got their website taken down because LifeSite News was taken down. That's the next step, just like they did again. We're going to de-host you. We're just going to take you off of social media. And yet you have a tweet that calls for somebody to kill Trump, gets 105,000 likes on Twitter. None of those people suffer any consequences for that. You know, Twitter lost over 9 million users. Because, of course, they're cracking down on so-called bots for the Democrat Party. Anybody in the Democrat Party said, that's a bot, that's a bot. How many times, if you comment on Twitter or social media, you are instantly identified by a Democrat as being a bot? You've seen this happen over and over again. Well, that's just what they're doing. Oh, that's a bot, that's a bot. 10,000 accounts, 9 million overall. And, of course, at the same time, active use on Twitter is declining. Nevertheless, stock market increases it. That is really the hacking of the election, folks. You got people like Jamie Fly that I talked about, bragging about how the military-industrial complex is taking it down. November last year, Clint Watts, former U.S. Army officer, former FBI agent, saying civil wars don't start with gunshots, they start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. We will all act now on social media battlefield to quell information rebellions, silence those information cannons. And that's what they did this election. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
know, it's kind of interesting to see how the mainstream media will spin a particular issue. Here we're looking at the Khashoggi example. Nobody was concerned about Yemen. We have tens of thousands of people killed, but they're very concerned about the death of one journalist. Not that we shouldn't be concerned about it, but as Tolan always pointed out, you know, the death of a million people is a statistic, but one person is a tragedy. You can relate to a personal story. And as we look at this immigration situation, we have, they tried to manufacture personal stories. They took that poster child for child separation, family separation. They separated that child from his mother. The only time that child was separated from his mother was by the people who were photoshopping that Time magazine cover. The child stayed with the mother. Actually, the mother had separated the child and herself from the husband back in Honduras, paid a lot of money, took a very dangerous trip with human traffickers and so forth. But it was just the photoshopping that separated that child. But it's the personal stories that get people concerned about things. You know, even as we're talking about 500 parents who got deported, decide they just leave their kids here. Just drop them off. Leave them here. They weren't that concerned about their kids that they wanted to take them back. They weren't citizens. They were going to be deported. I'll leave my kid here. I just can't imagine that as a parent. Joining us now to relate some special stories, some personal stories, because it's very important for us to see these stories that are happening to Americans. We're not concerned about Americans who are being separated from their children without due process. Kind of like civil asset forfeiture. They just come in and take your property. They don't charge you with a crime. They don't have due process or anything. They do the same thing with your kids. And I said that as we were talking about everybody being so concerned about family separations, actually using that and trying to manufacture personal stories. Well, we've had a lot of personal stories. I've talked to Dwight Mitchell with Stop CPS Legally Kidnapping Kids, talking about his personal experience, and he found out that it's very large. It's important to talk about these personal stories. And that's something that our next guest, Megan Fox, has done. She is a writer, a contributor at PJ Media. She's written a couple of books. One of them, Shut Up, The Bizarre War, One Public Library Waged Against the First Amendment. Another one, Homeschooling, Fighting for My Children's Future. And as I said, she's a contributor at PJ Media, where she's written about a lot of family separations, personal stories. You can find her on Twitter at Megan Fox Writer. And so joining us now is Megan Fox. Thank you for joining us, Megan.
Thanks for having me, David. It's a really important topic.
It is. It is. And people need to, you know, it's amazing to me, as much attention that has been focused on supposed separations at the border, why nobody is talking about this vast situation. And we've talked about the stats with it. People's eyes kind of glaze over when we start talking about millions and billions of dollars that are being made by this industry. But it's really the personal stories, isn't it? The parents who've had their kids ripped away and put in foster care, where sometimes horrific things happen to those kids.
Absolutely horrific things. We're seeing it happen in Arizona right now. Arizona is one of the worst cases of where CPS is abusing children in the foster care system. They're being sued right now by a former foster care person. His name is John Doe. He's not being revealed his sort, you know, his name, but he's suing the state of Arizona for $18 million because they trafficked him for his entire childhood into torture through this one home. Their name was the Frodshams, I think, is the name of the foster home. Just recently, they were responsible for the burning of 80% of a little girl's body.
Yes, I saw that story. Yeah,
her name, and that's the same. That is the same family that John Doe is suing for the 15, or he's suing the state, which is what needs to be done. You mentioned Dwight Mitchell. Dwight is doing amazing things in Minnesota, and he got all these parents together to sue CPS, and we really need more parents to do class action lawsuits against the Child Protective Services in their state. Here's something that people don't understand about CPS. They are not regulated by the Constitution, okay? Not like the police. If the police were in charge of child abuse investigation, they have a standard that they have to follow so that your constitutional rights are protected. CPS has no standard. All they do is they get what's called an order of protection, right? And some judge just signs off on it. And sometimes they don't even sign off on it. They can take your child, just like Alyssa Leet, She's a person I just wrote an article about, this mother who had her baby died, one of her twins died from SIDS, and the hospital cleared her of any wrongdoing. They said they didn't really have an explanation for why the baby died, although she had been vaccinated 3 days earlier.
And I've seen that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they won't say that that's what it was. But, you know, then she turned blue and died. So they took Alyssa's other two children, and this is in Massachusetts, and they took them the day she lost her baby in the hospital. And they told her if she did not sign a piece of paper that said they could go into foster care, that she would never see them again. Wow. Now, terminating.
Yeah, that's the intimidation that they put on people. And you know, it's what I was talking about earlier. You have this situation where when the Congress does what it's supposed to do and actually passes a law, then you have due process. You have due process. You have presumption of innocence. You can't have excessive fines and punishment. But if the bureaucracy does something to you, whether it's the IRS or CPS or whether it's the FAA, they can do whatever they want. And they say, well, you violated a regulation, and so you don't get due process. You don't get the presumption of innocence. You don't get any protection against excessive fines or torture. And they don't have to prove anything or have any standard or even a search warrant to come and get you. They can intimidate you. They can take away all of your rights. And people don't understand that. They think, well, if this is coming from the government, I'm supposed to be protected. But the government is playing this shell game with people, saying, well, there's a distinction between law enforcement and regulatory agencies. There's a distinction between rules and laws, and people need to understand that. And they need to understand that this isn't something that's just happening. Like Dwight Mitchell said, I thought it was just me. And then he started asking around. He found out it was happening to a lot of people.
We're talking about tens of thousands of families. Every day, children are taken away from families, from parents, with no due process, without and then what people don't understand about family court is that family court is a civil court. It has the lowest burden of proof. Okay, the Supreme Court has already said that taking away parental rights, abridgment of any parental rights, should require the strictest level of scrutiny. But instead, they're in these family courts where they have their rights terminated within 10 minutes. And here's why, and this is really scary. Federal funds that are being distributed to states based on how many children they take away from parents. The more children that the states take away from parents and put into adoption, the more money they get from the federal government. This is child trafficking. It has to stop. This is I can't believe it's happening. And people are crying about the children at the border, and we care about all children. But why did they get a cover of Time magazine? But American parents like Michael Chambers, he's not, whose daughter is still taken from him, she's still in another state, and his judge cleared him of any wrongdoing, but removed the child anyway. It's incredible what's happening to and there's no one you can go to, and they are targeting poor people because they can't afford good attorneys. Yeah. They would never do this, David, to you, because you would get an attorney and you would sue the crap out of them, and then that would be it.
That's right. But they do the same thing with civil asset forfeiture. You know, you have Republicans say, we got to save people from the plague of drugs. And I understand that, but it's not a law enforcement problem. And the government incentivizes that. And then they take the property away typically from poor people who can't fight them in court. As a matter of fact, in Detroit, it's like 400 cars they took last year just in that one county. And all the cars were under $1,000. You got to pay $900 just to start the process, even if you want to fight it pro se, fight it yourself, not even hiring a lawyer. So it doesn't even make sense financially to try to do that. So they're stealing children. They're stealing property. And nobody is talking about this. I can't believe that nobody is talking about this. It's absolutely amazing, Megan. We're going to continue talking to Megan. And again, she writes for PJ Media, has written a couple of books. You can find her on Twitter at Megan Fox Writer. Very important story. Nobody is talking about this. Why? Why are they making such a big deal about what's going on at the border, but they ignore the tens of thousands of Americans who are having their kids stolen from them without due process? We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Megan Fox. She is a writer and contributor at PJ Media. You can find her on Twitter at Megan Fox Writer. We're talking about some personal stories of people, and there are tens of thousands of them, who have their children taken away, Americans, not foreign citizens coming here at the border. And we don't even know if they are, you know, accompanied by their parents or not. We're not able to determine that. We don't know who these people are. But that is the cause celeb of the media. The heart-wrenching story. And yet, there are tens of thousands of heart-wrenching stories about Americans who have their kids taken away from them without due process by CPS. You don't get due process because this is a government agency that is not law enforcement. As Megan was pointing out, if it's law enforcement, you get certain legal protections. But if it's a rule, it's not a law. And if it's an agency, then it's you don't have these types of protections. They can do whatever they want. They don't have to follow the Constitution. You don't get protection due process. We understand it's a serious crime if you're abusing children. It's a very serious crime. and it should be investigated. However, you should have due process. And in time after time, we have children taken away who are not in any imminent danger of violence or anything like that, taken away, and there is no speedy trial, and there is no presumption of innocence, and it is being incentivized, as Megan points out, by the federal government, just as they incentivize asset forfeiture and so forth. You know, Brett Kavanaugh is not the only person who is due process. I mean, he deserves due process. But just because you're accused of a serious crime like child abuse or even of being a terrorist, you know, Lindsey Graham defended Brett Kavanaugh. He said, however, if you are accused of being a terrorist, then shut up. You don't get a lawyer. Well, I don't think that should ever be the case in America. But that is the case when it comes to CPS. And she was just talking about the case of the young mother in Massachusetts. Had one child who died after receiving four vaccines. Said an infant death syndrome, they said. You know, I've talked about the situation in Samoa where you had two toddlers, different parents, immediately died after they were vaccinated. Those are toddlers. You know, this happens with kids. But they took away the rest of her kids. She's grieving for that child that died most likely from a vaccination. And Megan has a story about another family, the King family, who ran afoul, got the scrutiny of CPS because they were homeschoolers. Tell us about the King family, Megan.
I'm actually just working on this one. I haven't published it yet, but I will be doing that soon. I'm going to be interviewing them. But I have been reading about this case. They are a homeschooling family, African-American family in New York, and they have five children, four little boys and one baby girl. And they are, the Mrs. King was literally breastfeeding her baby when CPS came in and ripped the baby away from her. And if you don't understand the historical perspective of ripping a breastfeeding baby away from an African-American woman in America, I don't know what to tell you. But it's like we're still living under, what are we, living under slavery? I mean, this is are we a slave to the state? So the Kings, they lost their children because they had a landlord who was trying to get rid of them, and he called CPS with a false allegation. None of the allegations proved true. They're a homeschooling family. They have
that's why you have due process. You got a neighbor who doesn't like you. You got a political party that doesn't like you. They just make an allegation against you. That's why it's important to have a presumption of innocence and due process. And we've seen this story reported many times, this type of thing. Dwight Mitchell came on African-American. He talked about a celebrity who had a lot of money and was able to defend himself, but it was because a neighbor didn't like him and accused him to CPS. They couldn't figure out what was going on, you know, but it's just the neighbor didn't like him.
Well, Sean King, I don't, you know who Sean King is. He was just saying a couple weeks ago, somebody called CPS on him in New York, and I stood up for him. I know he's a crazy leftist, but if a neighbor calls CPS on you and they come and try and take your children, that's crazy. Okay, you need to be able to defend yourself, to show evidence, and there is none of that where CPS is concerned. They will just come and take your children, and you are not allowed to ask for your Fourth Amendment rights. You are not allowed to invoke any of your rights, and if you do, they punish you for it.
Oh, yeah. Landlord doesn't like the King family, wants to get rid of them, and he figures he's got an end because they're homeschooling. They must be abusing their kids, right?
Right. And then when they found no evidence of abuse, CPS said, well, their education wasn't good enough and she wasn't qualified to teach them. It turns out Mrs. King has several degrees, some from Ivy League universities. Her children, she has her 6-year-old is, or her 8-year-old is reading on an 11th grade level, but they keep saying that that's not good enough.
Yeah, this is New York, where they spend the most per capita of any school system, and they've got a 97-98% illiteracy and innumeracy rate. Their own kids, and they've gone all the way through their system, can't read, can't do math, and yet they say that this lady whose kids are
There are videos on YouTube of her son counting by threes, counting by fours, counting by fives, because this is what they do in their homeschooling, and then he puts it out there for other kids to learn how to do it with these songs and whatever. Adorable, right? I mean, the kid is adorable. Yeah. She feeds them organic food, and CPS said that that was lacking in nutrition.
Yeah, got to get some of those extra chemicals, you know.
That's the kind of stuff I'm dealing with. And these people have been they've been missing their children now. I think it's been over 15 months. How does a baby, a breastfeeding baby, things are any reason to take children away from parents, especially when studies have shown the children actually do better in dysfunctional families than they do in foster care. So nobody's perfect. What is the state doing looking for the perfect family? There is no such thing. And that's what makes me think that there is a malicious undertone to this that has something to do with something bad, like financial incentives. Sex trafficking, which the children in foster care are being sex trafficked like you can't believe. There's another father who contacted me on Twitter who his daughter got taken away from him. She was 15 because he tried to take her cell phone away from her and to punish her. And they said that he abused her. And then he found her on Craigslist. She was in a foster group home and selling herself on Craigslist. How is this happening?
That's horrible. We've only got about a little over 3 minutes left. And Megan, we'll start talking about this homeschooling family. And you wrote a book about homeschooling, Fighting for My Children's Future. I want to talk a little bit about that because, you know, that's another way that the government kidnaps our kids. They kidnap their minds and their souls, don't they? I mean, you can take away their bodies and you can do horrible things to them in child foster care. But we've had quotes from dictators going all the way back to Plato, variations of give me a child an early age to educate and their mind for life. I mean, they're taking your kids away from you. I mean, just look at the situation we have, generation gaps and stuff like that. Never had a generation gap with our kids. We homeschooled them. We always had a relationship with them. We never had terrible twos. We didn't have the horrible teens and so forth. We had a relationship with them. They had a relationship with their siblings and so forth. That's a very important way that the government is stealing our kids from us. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, homeschooling is a wonderful alternative to public schools. I don't believe in public education. I've seen the result of it, and I don't want anything to do with it for my children. The book, Homeschooling, Fighting for My Children's Future, is a compilation of PJ Media contributors' essays, of which a couple of mine are in there, too. And it's a great book, and you guys should pick it up because it's basically putting forth an argument for why homeschooling is superior to public education, why we really need to pay attention to what our children are learning in school. And at this point, the public system is completely it's inefficient. It's turning out children in Chicago. 70% of sixth graders are illiterate. That's absolutely unacceptable. Right now, if you cannot do homeschooling, then find a good Catholic school to put your kids into. My children, my oldest two, are now transferred. They've moved into Catholic school. They're doing very well there. They're very good at high academic standards. But I homeschooled for 6 years because I wanted to keep my children away from the pervasive and horrible influences that are going on as far as pushing transgenderism onto our children.
Yeah. On kindergartners.
Sexuality.
That is grooming the kids. That is systematic grooming kids. We're talking about, you know, CPS, you know, turning kids over and they got them in sex trafficking and everything. Well, that's what they're doing with it. If you can make a decision as a kindergartner what gender you are, of course you can make a decision about whether or not you want to consent to sex or not, right?
The idea of having an adult stranger talk to my 5 or 6 year old about anal sex makes me want to grab, you know, a heavy object and start swinging it. I don't know why anyone would allow this. This is what we used to call child abuse. And yet it's happening in the school and we are being told, you know, there's something wrong with us because we don't want our 5 year olds and 6 year olds to know about blowjobs. I don't understand this at all. So in America, we are free to homeschool and that is what we should be doing, or putting our kids in parochial schools where this kind of stuff is not happening. And of course you do have to check those parochial schools because some of them are.
Oh yeah. Doing that. Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. You have to be engaged with your parent, with your kids. My wife had a master's degree in education, a lot of experience. The canary in the coal mine is how many people who are teachers are taking their kids out of the system and homeschooling them. My wife is one of those people. And, of course, both of us went to school. We knew that. We knew what the system was. Thank you so much for joining us, Megan Fox. You can find her, Megan Fox Writer, on Twitter.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.